Today I will show you how to assemble a fairly powerful mini hydroelectric power station on a stream with your own hands. Here I received a parcel, and here inside is a full-fledged hydroelectric turbine. So, inside we see the actual base of this turbine. This is a specially modified motor from a Euro scooter. As strange as it may sound, look. Three phases come out of here. We have six injectors in the kit. They differ in different diameters. That is, for a different stream, for a different amount of water, you need to select your own injector. So, this is screwed right here. Let's see what else is here. These are the blades that need to be screwed to the motor. Everything is printed on a 3D printer. I hope that the plastic is of high enough quality and will not tear it apart. There is something else here, guys. This is the body of our turbine. Let's assemble it and see how it works. First, screw our motor to this frame, like this. Well, that's what we got. Now we need to screw on our blades. You probably shouldn't unscrew them completely so that they stick out a little.
But this place is pretty cool.
Guys, look, you see there are a lot of streams here. You probably think that we are cold. It's raining. In fact, I'll tell you a secret, it's hot here. And I'm so happy about the cold water that I can walk on it barefoot. Because we are conducting these experiments in Thailand. And there, you see, some guys have arrived. They are doing something there. The fountain will be on this side, right from here. So it should be in this direction, or that one. What the hell? Guys, do you also like to ride a motorcycle without a muffler? Write in the comments.
Like this.
No. This looks so weird. It's almost done, guys. Just 5 minutes of work, and look what we have. It's time to install the injector. This is where we connect the high-pressure hose from our stream. It works. Just from the wind. We install a diode bridge. This is necessary in order to rectify the alternating voltage, three-phase, which this generator produces into a normal plus and minus, which are suitable for us. And now the most interesting part. We need to lay a pipe from this mini hydroelectric power station up the stream, but such that the height difference is 10 to 20 or even more meters. The greater the height difference, the more pressure will be created on the nozzle, and the more energy our mini hydroelectric power station will produce. In order to make this convenient, I want to use this heat shrink sleeve. Look, it's quite thin, but it holds good pressure. If this doesn't hold up, there is this blue heat shrink. 18,650 batteries are often covered with this. It's super cool. But there is one interesting feature here. The first meter of the pipe must always be made rigid. The rest can be flexible, because the first meter is kind of sucked in, and it can slam shut. And especially for this, we took two pieces of this pipe. Here it is 1 meter, and here it is as much as 3 meters. This is in case it doesn't work with 1 meter. This is dangerous. If such a crab gets sucked into our hydroelectric power station, the injector can get clogged. That's why we're going to use a filter. This is a regular bottle, and we made a lot of small holes in it with a soldering iron. Do you want to wrap it like this? Maybe cut this thing off?
Yeah, sure.
That's all. We just put it on the pipe and wrap it with tape to make it reliable. Super tightness is not required here, as long as it doesn't break. Look.
It's pretty much perfect.
The filter looks just mega chic. So, guys, we're going up the stream, looking for a place to take in water. The difference in altitude here is simply huge. Wow. Guys, a pressing question. How far should we go? 15 meters? Or 20? I got scared. I thought there was a snake there. That puddle?
Or is it small?
I think it needs to be a little higher. That's too close.
Shall we go further?
A little further. Be careful. Green snakes usually crawl on such vines. Do you think here? Yes, it will be gorgeous here. Look, what an interesting tree. A small puddle is formed at its roots, from which we will take water. Is water taken normally here? Air is absolutely unacceptable. You need to surround it with stones so that it cannot pick up air. Then there will be very good pressure. This is such a blue heat shrink. We connect it directly to our injector. We process it with a turbo lighter. You see, it shrinks coolly.
Cool.
We unwind our heat shrink. Now we will start this mini turbine.
Oops.
Guys, connection. It turned out to be only 15 meters of blue. Next, we will pull the transparent heat shrink.
That hose goes down so far.
How does it stretch?
Due to flow.
Imagine if and there'll be water. Will it tear? What kind of bump is this? It is so thin. I'm afraid it might burst.
Look, I think it's working.
Yeah, look how cool. Now wrap a layer of electrical tape on top to make it super reliable here. We cut off a piece and carefully. For some reason the water doesn't come out. The pipe is filled with dirt. Okay, we'll clean it all out. We stretch one over the other. Now it's going to be cool. Is the water coming out?
Yeah, it's all good. It's filling up. Oh, no, it's wriggling funny. I think it broke.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What the hell? Damn.
Блин.
Okay, let's leave only the blue and make the water intake lower.
Good.
We don't really have a choice. Look how it broke. Do you see this fountain? Water is coming out. Just look. Literally a couple of meters, and just crazy pressure is created. It is bursting and there it is on the verge of exploding, and it is also twisting. The water reaches a certain place and does not go further. But now we will try to make everything out of blue. It's better. You can clearly see how it goes in a transparent pipe. It is filling. You know, it looks quite alive. It is spinning. It is already spinning there. So smoothly. Look.
It goes so well.
Oh no, it seems like the pipe is about to break. The electrical tape broke. Damn, this is some kind of madness. I can't come closer. This is a strong fountain.
Should I turn it off?
Shut it off. We wrapped it with tape. We are starting the water again. It started working again. Doesn't splash much. What is there? How much?
Zero, actually.
Zero?
Yeah.
That's not enough. We need to check how much energy it produces. Unlocks this. Shorts this.
It's slowing down.
Yes, this slows down a lot. There is a good spark here.
I can't see it.
I suggest now connecting the load in the roll of lamps, and try to select the nozzle diameter that will produce the greatest power. We measure how many volts? 21 volts. This is not that much, so in theory there should be no current. This burns quite well, but not brightly. 10 volts in total. Now we'll make it work.
Should I unscrew that part?
We will try to replace this directly under pressure. What number will we put? It was number 1, the smallest.
Number 2 is already a lot bigger. But here, safety precautions. I don't think we can unscrew this.
Should we short-circuit this so that it does not spin? We'll stop it all. We short-circuited the windings so that it does not spin. We will try to change the nipple. It spins without the thing, right?
Yeah.
Listen, this is not the smallest. And what number should we put then?
Let's take the smallest one.
It turns out it was number 4, guys, not the smallest. Now we'll try the smallest. In theory, the stream will be the coolest.
I'll tighten this.
Right under pressure.
I can't hit the threads. The pressure is high.
Does it work?
I think so.
Is this how it gushes?
Yeah.
Is it weak? Because I didn't open the contacts. Now we'll see how many volts. I opened this. The light is not on. Now we'll see how many volts are here. 0.6. No way.
Damn.
Why so weak?
Because this is the smallest one.
I can see that the stream is very thin. Look. Is the pipe pinched anywhere? Everything is fine.
No. Feel the pressure in the pipe.
Mamma mia, this could explode.
Look, it's already leaking.
You need to unscrew this, otherwise the pipe will burst. The smallest is bad. You need to take a larger injector. Maybe the biggest one is worth trying?
Let's not use the nozzle at all.
I can already see it. This is without a nozzle, guys. And what do you think? 4 volts. The lamp is barely glowing.
More than with the small nozzle, right?
Yes, let's also try the biggest nozzle.
Okay.
This is the one that was, but we put this one, but it's just gigantic.
It's good that it's hot in Thailand. You know, feeling the threads there is simply an art.
It seems to me that the diode bridge can short circuit. In short, we screwed on the largest one. And, look, does it spin at idle?
Yeah.
This is too fast.
Let's test it.
Yeah, open it. It burns so brightly. Gorgeous.
27.
27? Won't it burn out? This is generally like 12 volts. In short, the diameter is crucial. The larger the nozzle, the more power. The voltage is mega stable. This makes us happy. That's a cool thing about it, that the voltage in them is maintained very well. We measure the current. 0.7 amperes.
0.7.
How much is it?
About 20.
20 watts. This is not 350, and it should be 350.
How so?
Not enough height. I don't know what to do. So, guys, we finally went to the local hardware store and bought a hose like this. This is also plastic, but this one seems to be some kind of reinforced. It should withstand all these bends. Look how cool and beautiful it looks. Unpacking. We connect this to our hydroelectric power station and unwind it from the bottom up. We decided to put a clamp on it to make sure nothing would burst here, so that nothing would be torn off. We present to you our super strong hose. It's a little bit too big for this pipe. That's why we decided to use level 50 engineering. We cut an adapter out of a Coke can. There's a constriction right here, and our high pressure hose fits perfectly onto this constriction. We turned on the water. It's pretty swollen. You can feel a lot of pressure. And it doesn't bend anywhere. Everything works fine between the rocks there. Holy moly.
Do you hear that sound?
I do.
Look at that hole.
Mamma mia.
Wow, that spray.
How much is there?
1.4 probably.
0.4, that's pretty little, but it works great.
That's really cool.
Look how swollen it is on the clamp. Holy moly, look. Oh, no. What was that?
I don't know.
Air.
Maybe a rock got in there. And how do you change the nozzle?
We won't squeeze it, right?
Of course not.
Look how swollen it is. It's completely. It even springs back on the rocks. It's going to fall off soon. Should we put something under that?
You know I'm afraid to touch it. I'm scared.
Are you serious? That's so powerful.
If my finger gets in there, it'll be bad.
Wow, 68 volts. Look.
Holy moly.
That's enough to charge the battery completely. Let's try short-circuiting the outputs. No way. Did you see that spark?
Yeah. Wow. Did you see what's going on there? It's just...
It stops, right?
It's water music.
We can start welding now. Do you see that? Did you see how...
It really melted.
Holy moly. The power is crazy, like from welding. I don't know how many amps there are. We can try connecting more bulbs there.
Let's burn a couple of bulbs.
Then we need to stop it. Let me short circuit and leave it for a second.
It doesn't stop, but it slows down.
It doesn't stop completely for some reason. It works well now. We can definitely charge everything in Nepal with this.
It looks like pebbles are falling in there.
For powerful car bulbs.
Done.
They burn perfectly. Look how the sound has changed. Voltage, 43 volts. Yeah, that works really powerful. Like that. Let's check the short circuit current. That's it. Did you see that? It grew to 9 amperes.
Look at that caterpillar. Look, that's so funny, with needles.
A winged caterpillar, it's poisonous.
Better not touch that.
And that's why we're building this mini hydroelectric power station. Yes, that's a battery from an electric bike. That's because we're going on a great expedition to the top of Everest on electric bikes. There'll be nothing to charge our batteries with there, because there's no power grid there. But there are a lot of streams in the Himalayas. Voltage is 66 volts. Battery voltage is 48 volts. A little more is needed for charging, so that the current from the source goes to the battery. Yes, I feel it slowing down. The tester shows 1.2 amperes. This is not much at all. But this is most likely because the battery is charged. We measure the voltage on the battery. 54.9. Yes, it will take a long time to charge.
It will be acclimatization.
Just while we sit and acclimatize and wait, our bikes will charge on the stream. One charge is enough for us for a long time. Also, with the help of this mini hydroelectric power station, we can get 220 with a large power reserve. To do this, we connect it to the battery, which accumulates energy so that a lot of pulses can be given. The battery for the inverter, and accordingly we connect everything we want to the inverter. Let's probably turn on the inverter first, so that high voltage from the mini hydroelectric power station does not accidentally go. It is supposed to be connected through an MPPT controller, but unfortunately we do not have an MPPT, so we will simply directly connect the plus and minus of this mini hydroelectric power station to this battery. Wow! 6 amps. How cool. That's a lot. I'm afraid the battery will boil over. The power is just crazy. Let's measure the voltage on the battery. 17 volts? Wow, we need to turn on the load. Why isn't it turning on? It looks like the inverter has gone into protection.
What? Is that too powerful?
When I turned it off, it started working. Okay, now it's normal. Disco lamp. Did it turn off again? Holy moly! Imagine, the power is so huge that these consumers can't block it. Guys, it's getting dark. We've been fiddling with this for so long. We connect the load. 1, 2. And the most interesting thing is that the phone is using Xiaomi fast charging. It works. It's just that the charger is written here. Judging by the fact that the current is 6 amps, more than 100 watts are currently entering this battery. That is, this is a huge power, and the inverter can turn off from overvoltage. Let's check just in case. It works. This works, and it works cool. Look how it buries.
Look, there's a puddle here.
It's true. When we installed this, it was completely dry here. Holy moly.
And how do you turn it off?
You need to climb up. You could say that this is a mobile version. That is, you can quickly deploy it and turn it on at any stream where you need it.
I hope there aren't any hard-to-reach streams there.
We are preparing for a great expedition to the highest mountain in the world, to Everest. If you have a cool electric bike, and you also want to go with us on this expedition, write to me at the link in the description. Anyone who wants to can join our team. And together, on electric bikes, we will get to the Everest base camp for the first time in the world. To be honest, until the very end, I didn't believe that it would be as I was told. I said, it's so small, 300 watts on a stream. No, it really works. You just need to get a good, thick pipe right away. Imagine, we are in the mountains where the power grid is very far. There is no civilization there. And in the mountains we can charge our electric bikes simply from the flow of water. Don't talk about solar panels, there are a lot of cloudy days there and it often rains. If you want to order such a mini hydroelectric power station, the link will be in the description. There will also be a link to a person who will help you choose a mini hydroelectric power station. We are working here until late at night. Look how dark it has already become. Even a powerful flashlight does not work very well. Look at the fog. It is moisture evaporating. Pasha climbed up to dismantle the pipe. He is still there. I have been waiting for him for half an hour. Maybe I should go check on him? What if something happened?